So I'm standing outside of the Somerset College of Arts and Technology here in the centre of Taunton, and I'm surrounded by people excitedly and nervously waiting the event of the day, which of course is the Taunton Marathon and the Half Marathon. And in a few minutes I'll be speaking to a few of the people that are taking part. I'm now talking to Andy. Andy, hi, is this your first marathon that you've done here at Taunton?
No, that was my third or fourth, I think.
Oh, so you're a glutton for punishment then. So you told me that you're preparing for the London Marathon.
Yes, using this one as a training one today, and then I should be doing the London Marathon in 2 weeks' time.
Have you done that one before?
No, never done a full one before. That's going to be my first one. I am looking forward to it, but it's a bit scary.
Okay, so but in comparison then, this is going to be easy for you, is it?
Yes, I mean, I've been training up to 20 miles, so doing 13 miles it'll be okay, hopefully. You should never sort of say that, because something can always go wrong.
Do you have an expected length of time it'll take you to do the course today?
Well, I'm going to drop it down to 10 minutes a mile, take it slowly, because when you're going to do 26 miles, you don't want to burn yourself right at the beginning, so I should drop it back to that 10 minute mile.
I think that's very sensible. I couldn't imagine myself doing that much anyway. But so a lot of people are actually running for charities today. Are you running for one yourself?
No, I'm not running for a charity today. I'm using the stuff I've got on now for training. I was doing London Marathon for St Margaret's Hospice.
You're doing the London Marathon St Margaret's. Yeah. That's fabulous news. Excellent. And do you have an idea of how much you race
so far?
At
the moment, about 700, but I'm hoping to get to 1,000 by the time I do the London Marathon.
That's marvellous. Well done. Well done. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today, and I wish you all the very best. Good luck.
Thank you.
So I'm now here with two young ladies. Who are you both? Who are you? What's your names?
My name is Isabel.
And yours?
Ruth.
And you're from Taunton, are you?
Or? No, we're not from Taunton.
Where are you from?
I'm French, coming from Brussels.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I'm English, but coming from Brussels as well.
Okay. Why have you come here to the Taunton Marathon?
To discover the area. I was told it was pretty, so, and we wanted to run a semi-marathon somewhere, so we picked Taunton.
Yeah, and to visit the local area. It's beautiful. We went to Stonehenge yesterday. Yeah. It was fantastic. Going to Glastonbury tomorrow.
Excellent.
So making the most of Taunton and the surrounding area. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's come so far. How did you find out about the Taunton Half Marathon?
Just on the internet. Yeah.
Wow, excellent. Is this the first one you've done? The first half marathon?
No. It's about the fifth one.
Yeah.
We did Spain, Slovenia, Belgium, Ireland, New York.
Wow. Goodness me.
And Taunton.
That's excellent. Do you have an expectation of how long it will take you to get around the half course?
The sooner the better.
Then we can go and enjoy some scrumpy.
Excellent. Well, there's plenty of places in Taunton to do that. Well, ladies, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you
very much for coming all the way. That's fabulous. How amazing. International runners here.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
So I'm stood here at the moment with some ladies and gentlemen, and even a young gentleman from the Taunton Running Club. Hello, everybody. How are you all? Excited?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're all from the Taunton Running Club.
That's right.
But you're all running for separate charities.
We're actually running for a joint charity, which is for TOG, which is Taunton Opportunity Group. It's a preschool for specialist childcare, really, for disabled children that our son goes to. So we've all got together, and we've managed to raise about £1,300 total for running it.
Excellent. I'll tell you what, give me your names. Who are you, first of all?
Lindsay.
Okay, and yourself?
Phil.
Thank you.
Laura.
Dee.
Joy.
And this young gentleman?
Gabe.
You're running the fun run here, I believe, aren't you? How far is that?
It's about 2.1 metres.
Miles, perhaps, yeah. Okay. And have you done it before?
No.
Okay, but have you been doing some training? Yeah? Oh, that's excellent. Well done. You should be all right. 2.1 miles isn't too bad at all.
And are you all doing the whole marathon, or are you doing the half marathon and the rest of you?
Half.
You're all doing the half, all
yeah.
of you?
Yeah.
Excellent, okay. Is it your first time?
Yes.
Yeah. Second.
You've done it once before, yeah. And how was it for you the first time round?
Awful, because I had an injury.
Oh, really?
So I had to walk most of it. So this time I'm going to run it.
Oh, okay. But this time there's no injuries.
No injuries at the moment.
And so fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, but you're still trying the half one this time.
Yes.
Any thoughts of trying the full one?
No.
Not at all.
No.
You're not that mad.
Not yet.
That's excellent. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for talking to me, and I wish you the very best of luck today.
Thank you. Right, we're going to start the countdown in just a few seconds' time. I'll make sure that everybody on the start line is ready. Are we all ready down there? Right, okay. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Good luck, everyone. Good luck. We'll see you all back very shortly. Don't forget, lots of water on the way around.
Have you seen her superb charging? Sarah?
In the car ride.
So I'm talking to Andy that I spoke to before the race happened. You've just done the half marathon. How was it in the end? Was it as you thought it would be?
A lot better, actually. It was a good run. It was a nice breeze to keep you cool. The weather was really good. It was good conditions for a very good run, and I did a better time.
So, yeah, what was your time again?
1 hour, 58 minutes, 41 seconds. So,
and you're happy with that?
I'm happy with that, because my last one was 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Excellent. You took advantage of the watering holes along the way, I take it?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yes. You've got to keep yourself hydrated as you're going around. Otherwise, you could end up getting... You must start getting tight. And then you start slowing down. So yeah, you just definitely keep your hydrated as you're going around.
Good preparation for a couple of weeks' time when you do the full marathon then, you think?
Yes, I'm quietly confident, but I know after 20 miles you hit a wall, and that's when you're gonna struggle. You know, you really gotta keep going, and it's more of in your mind. But then if you're doing it for a charity, you know, I'll crawl to the end if I have to.
Did you find there was a wall today?
No, that's a good thing about it, because training up to 20 miles, you hit your wall between 17 and 20, doing a 13 mile, you can hit it, but I didn't expect to, and I didn't at all today, and when I come to the end, I was pretty strong.
So, all in all, a good day for you.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. It's been a great fun day out, and I think everyone ought to do it for a charity. I think it's great.
Well, lovely. Well, many congratulations and good luck for the London Marathon. That's brilliant news. Number 2172 is the first one coming in of the half marathon. And the first winner was Mr. Hatchard. How was that? Was that all right for you?
That was good, yeah.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's very windy.
It was?
Yeah, very windy. Yeah. First half, and then you turn, and it's surprising, a lot downhill. Taunton guy stuck the boot in a bit there, and I think he paid the price, but yeah, it's a good race.
Was it as easy, did you find it as easy as you thought it would be, or was it a bit harder?
No, it's pretty hard, because the wind and the hills, the first half is really difficult. So it's quite surprising, really.
Okay, and what did you notice your time when you came
I think it was just over 76.
Right, it's
not,
okay.
Not near my best, but a win's a win.
Okay, but you're pleased with that?
Yeah, no, very much so. Yeah,
that's
no, it's a great event. I've not done it before.
Oh, really? First time? Yeah. You're from the area, are you?
I'm from Exmouth.
Oh, not that far away.
Well, I'm Mancunian, really, but...
Oh, are you?
Okay. I've been running from Exmouth for a long time.
Naturalised almost now.
Yeah, very much so.
Can you do it again next year?
We'll see if I'm fit.
Okay. So. Thanks very much. You're running the fun run this morning, are you?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Ebony Rain.
Okay, Ebony Rain. Is it the first time you've done this?
Yes.
And are you excited?
Yes.
Have you been doing any training?
Yes.
A lot?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know how long the course is?
No.
2 kilometres.
2 kilometres, right, okay. And you think you'll be able to do it all okay, do you?
Yes, because I've already done it.
Sorry?
I've already done it around the park.
Have you? Well yeah. done, that's brilliant news. Well, I wish you the very best of luck and we'll see you at the finish line.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm currently standing talking to John Lewis, and you are the race director. It's a big job really, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, it is. It's a big job, but there's a big team behind it. And as long as everybody does what they're down to do, then the race director should have nothing to do. It's never quite like that.
You've been happy with the turnout this year?
It's a brilliant turnout this year. We had 1,099 start at the half marathon and just over 200 start at the full. That's really, really good. I'm really pleased.
Is it up or down on last year? Is there any numbers yet?
It's up on last year, yeah. And last year was a little bit down on the year before, so we're probably back to where we should be. But yeah, if we've got 1,200 runners out on the course, then we've got a good event.
And how much preparation and planning does it take to do all this?
About 365 days worth.
It really is. A full thing like that. So how many years have you actually been, firstly, involved in the race, in the marathon?
I've been involved since 1981 when we had the planning meetings for the first one, which was in 1983.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how long have you been directing it, in charge, as it were?
20 years.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Is it still pulling you the same excitement as it used to?
It has its ups and its downs. you get challenges every year, different ones, and I sometimes think, why am I doing this? But then on the day when I see everybody out smiling, I see them all on the start line, which is the only time I ever think I could do that. But then I see them when they come back and I think, I know why I don't. But yeah, and I still love it, yeah.
You're involved with the Taunton Carnival as well, if my memory serves me correctly. You're quite heavily involved with that as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually the Carnival Committee that organises the marathon. And we do that on the basis of the surplus we make on the organisation, we put towards funding the carnival in October, and the aim of that is so that we can give away everything we collect on carnival night. So this is fundraising for the carnival, basically.
And so a successful year for both yourselves as the carnival and the fun run, and also for the charities that people are running and raising money for then.
Yes, we have a nominated charity for this event, which is Mind, and they will get a pound off every entry fee that we've taken. But there are, as you can see around the site, lots and lots of charities being represented by runners out there. And we really, as organisers, don't have much idea about how many thousands of pounds are raised for a whole raft of charities, but we know it's a lot. And that's half the reason for doing it.
So such an event as large as this must take some, obviously it takes a lot of planning as we've discussed, but it also must take a lot of people involved. Are there any people out there that particularly you'd like to mention?
Yes, altogether we will have about 200 volunteers out on the day today. I'd like to thank specifically Somerset College for allowing us to come here again for the 32nd time. And also I must say a big thank you to Ashford's, our sponsors. All of the drinking and sponging stations are being run by youth groups, scouts, air cadets, army cadets, etc. And that's really wonderful. It's good to have them involved in a community event. And of course, there are something like 60 odd individual marshals out there. Some have come from Taunton AC, some have come from Running Forever, and some come because they've been coming for years and just support our events. Without them, we couldn't do anything at all. And one little mention for the group we definitely couldn't do this without, and that's St John Ambulance. We hope that they have the most boring day out.
I think that makes a lot of sense to anyone that has been a first aider. So planning has started for next year, has it then, I presume? Or is that like you give yourself a few days break before?
Planning will start tonight when I start getting feedback from people about what could have been better. Not what went wrong, but what could have been better.
Always best to look at it from the positive side of life. John Lewis, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.